This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last month, Los Angeles County released the results of its annual census of the homeless population here. And among the many disturbing statistics in that report was this one. The number of people living completely out in the open without any real shelter at all has doubled in just the past 2 years. For decades, this city of L.A., where the overwhelming majority of the population is, has concentrated the homeless and services for them in a downtown neighborhood called Skid Row. Now, though, tents and tent cities are lining freeways. They're filling up underpasses and moving into parks, which means, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, that homelessness in L.A. isn't out of sight, out of mind anymore.
Along the freeway in Hollywood, three outreach workers duck through a hole in a chain-link fence.
Be careful. See those syringes?
On the hillside overlooking the traffic, the team tries to engage with people living in tents.
Hey, you hungry up here, man?
Are you hungry? We got sandwiches.
I ask 42-year-old Danny Andrino.
What's the reason behind your homelessness?
Housing. It's too much. I can't afford housing here in L.A.
And what kind of rents are you looking at if you tried to get a place?
$1,000. Minimum wage not covering that.
This is just one of many new encampments that have sprung up across the city. Courtney Kanagi is director of street outreach at PATH, People Assisting the Homeless.
We are seeing them in places that they didn't used to have encampments. We're seeing them under underpasses, sides of freeways, like what we're at today. We're also seeing them come down into neighborhoods and be more on the streets.
Some of the increased visibility is the result of lawsuits. Until the city can supply more affordable housing, the homeless can legally camp on sidewalks from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. Also, the police are now restricted in the way they deal with people's possessions.
If they take somebody into custody, then law enforcement needs to go ahead, take all of their property, and they need to input it, they need to store it.
Just itemizing all the stuff can take hours. It's not just tents, but piles of belongings. Some of it's basically trash. And the cops don't have a place to store it. For police, those are big incentives to look the other way. As I visit new encampments across the city, many are on state property adjacent to or beneath freeways, which falls outside the jurisdiction of the police. As for why people become homeless, the causes are as varied as human beings. Some struggle with mental health issues. I meet a 50-year-old man playing drums under the freeway in a new encampment south of downtown.
I'm Stephen Taylor. ST stands for Stephen Taylor, Broke Stephen Taylor, which means Broke Street.
When we talk, Taylor couldn't be nicer. But sometimes, he says he will
pop off and get angry. I have a problem with reaction. Well, they say I have bipolar. I have the medication. I'm scared to take it. I've had it for about 3 months. I'm scared to take it, though.
Others are homeless as a result of a transition. Veterans leaving military service. Young adults aging out of the foster care system. On the west side of downtown, overlooking yet another freeway, Thomas New says he's trying to put his past as a bank robber behind him.
I'm 58 years old. I just got done doing 23 years in prison. Right now, I'm kind of like stuck just for a minute until the first of the month, then things are going to start happening for me.
At the beginning of the month, he moves into low-income housing. With so many new encampments right out in the open, it may seem like the situation has never been worse, but in fact, the amount of services and the coordination between service providers has never been better. Joel John Roberts is the CEO at PATH.
The county's working together with the cities, the state and the federal government is funding more programs, and the agencies are working together much better than even 10 years ago.
Over the last couple years, Roberts says the community has housed 17,000 people. There's been an increased emphasis on providing permanent housing, but that shift has cut into funding for beds and temporary shelters.
I think homelessness is not just a social problem, it's a poverty problem. And until this country addresses poverty, we're going to always have homelessness.
Increasingly, the face of poverty includes the recently middle class. 53-year-old Alfred Sierra camps on the bank of the Arroyo Seco Riverbed between downtown Los Angeles and Pasadena. He's sort of an unofficial welcome wagon at the encampment. He advises new arrivals on how to get water and how to protect against thieves. Sierra is seeing more and more economic casualties.
Economy went bad, they lost their job, and then now as the economy comes up, nobody's going to hire them. They're going to get young guys from 18 to 25. You know? They're going to work for less. leaves people in between 45 and 60, you know, out in the street.
Outreach professionals, too, report seeing an increase in homeless people between the ages of 40 and early 60s. Some have been sidelined by losing a job or by a health problem. They're part of a gap population, stuck living in tents until they're old enough to qualify for Social Security. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
We spent some time talking to some of the people in L.A. who've lost their homes. We've got a video of one man's story up on our website. It's marketplace.org. The video link you're going to be looking for is right up at the top.